Hello.
Hello.
This is a podcast.
It is. This is Tropical Discussion. Yes. Cue music.
It's time for Tropical Discussion.
Tropical Discussion.
Either with birds or about birds. Tropical Discussion. Explain it to me.
Either with birds or about birds.
Is that the whole explanation?
We talk about tropical things, or we talk
totally
about topical things with in a tropical setting.
Done. Should
yeah.
I throw something so that we?
Yes.
No.
You should throw something.
Oh, would you look at that? It landed on topical, and
yeah.
Today's topic is politicians' use of social media.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I think they should probably be banned if they violate the terms of service.
Like Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Nick, what do you think about politicians using social media?
No, really, no.
You don't really like politicians?
Mm. Yeah, I think fundamentally it sort of comes down to how you feel about politicians and how you feel about social media.
Yeah. So some of it I don't mind. So, for example, Jeremy Corbyn using social media to stay in touch with the people that support Labour and support him. Do you like him, Otis Redding? They're not politicians, though.
Yeah, they are Jeremy's.
You don't like politicians either?
I like Jeremy Vine.
Can we, for the sake of radio, raise our hands if we like politicians?
No one raises their hands.
that was like in asterisk.
If you raised your hand while listening to this, you're wrong.
Who uses social media? So Facebook.
My mum, dad. I do.
Raising hands again.
Yes, I
this
use Twitter.
Do you use Facebook? Do you use Facebook?
I don't use Facebook.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You do. How many of us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us. So 2 out of the 8 of us use Facebook. That's not great.
No.
What about how many of us use Twitter?
None of us use Twitter.
Don't like it, but I do.
3, there's now 9 of us. 3 out of 9 is 33%. Bless you. Radio Sneak.
Radio Sneak.
Okay, so how many people use Instagram?
I love Instagram.
So three of us, yeah, so actually only like a third of people use social media. How many of us follow a politician on social media? Any politician at all?
I think I follow Jeremy Corbyn.
You follow Jeremy Corbyn? I follow Jeremy Corbyn, but only on Facebook. I don't follow him on Twitter or Instagram. Actually, I do follow him on Instagram, because he's a fan of manhole covers. Jeremy Corbyn likes manhole covers.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He does. This is a real thing.
What do you mean? I'm not saying it's not a real
there's
thing.
Metal plates that are on the floor so your cars don't fall in them.
Rubbish.
He likes them. Well, like
he... speed googling.
Well, then again, I'm not surprised he likes something that's
not
better. Oh!
Oh! Anyway, on that.
About covering up dirty secrets.
Sewage based political bombshell.
What does he like about
him? Oh, the texture.
They cover up dirty
things. I don't know.
Double it.
The scent of manhood. Right. Should we call that done?
Yeah. Right.
Tropical discussion
that's,
over and out.
5 minutes.
And that's 5 minutes.
And that.
Yes.
The only thing I know in Swedish.
Yeah.
I swear to
Yeah. Well, without, so the only thing I know how to, the only thing I know in the Swedish section is about sport and healthy living.
Yeah, sport, swimming.
I know.
Yeah,
you think Bolt is trying out for professional football?
Yes.
Is he?
I kid you not.
For what reason?
Well, he's retired from running.
Right.
So he's decided that he's going to attend professional football.
That's cool.
You think Bolt.
That's something I didn't know.
I mean,
in Swedish or English.
You think Bolt. If you think Bolt is put on a winger, if he's put on the outside, and if he can cross or receive and cross decently, I think he'll be better.
Yeah.
But you don't put him in like midfield or striker or even defence.
Oh, no, it'll have to be a running thing, wouldn't it? So the other thing we're going to talk about, healthy food, is the tea rooms are open for business. And we have loads and loads of tasty, healthy food, some vegan options, some gluten-free options. Pardon? Yeah, vegan options, yeah. That are dairy free, probably.
Sausages.
But one thing that we've made that is absolutely delicious, and you should absolutely come down and try, and then take some home with you, is our tomato ketchup. Everything in it is kind of locally sourced or locally grown. The last batch were made from tomatoes from my garden, which was cool. But yeah, we've got a lot going on. If there's something that isn't on our menu that you think would be an amazing healthy food to have here, what would it be? Quick, go, James.
I can't think of any food.
Luke. Fish and chips. You could do baked fish and chips. That would be healthy. Jack. Healthy food that you think we should sell here. Go.
Healthy food in a tea room. Food, just hang on there. Fish and chips. Fish and chips.
We've had fish and chips. Something different.
Peas.
Peas. Yes. Right, Amy. Okay, baked steak and chips.
Yum.
I guess
okay.
You can say the steak's
a pie. But you can bake chips, so they're basically just like Japanese potatoes in chip shape. And the steak you could cook carefully. Oh, hey, Tish, you could put like seasoning on them.
Yummy.
Veggie lasagna.
Trust me, right, yeah. So.
Sam said
veggie. Bit of fry line.
I said normal lasagna.
Chop up your potato into chip shape. And then put some paprika, some salt, and some pepper on it. Bit more fry light. Bam. Bit of chemicals, but.
Tears of
mermaid fry light. So, Sam. Fish lasagna?
Veggie
lasagna.
Or fish lasagna. Actually, I've never had fish lasagna.
I don't think anyone's ever had
fish lasagna. I'm going to be the first to make that. No. I will make, because I like lasagna no matter what.
Yeah.
It's basically like a savoury vianetta.
Savoury vianetta. That's amazing.
It's all in layers.
So one of the most disgusting things I ever ate as a student was a four cheese lasagna. That was just a layer of cheese, then a layer of pasta, then a layer of cheese, then a layer of pasta.
Yeah, lasagna's disgusting.
And it was essentially macaroni cheese.
Has anyone legitimately eaten fish fingers and custard?
No.
It is absolutely delicious.
But
colour-coded foods.
Yeah.
Colour-coded foods?
Yeah, so
ketchup and jam sandwiches.
Talk about
the
rainbow.
No! Taste the rainbow!
Mustard and banana. I was talking about the party ring you stamped in Munch by Chocolate, so obviously you've got to colour-coordinate.
Yes!
Party rings are a thing.
I completely
agree. Not a healthy snack, but delish.
But who cares?
And then obviously there's the pom-bears and processed cheese on top of the bed.
Have you discussed pom-bears and blankets on the podcast before?
No.
Dominic's speciality.
Yeah, they come into the tea rooms.
You come into the tea rooms on a Saturday evening. Dominic will have pombears.
processed cheese. Then you get your pombears. Ideally, ones in different stances, because they're like separate stances. And then lay them down, so obviously they're nuclear families, so.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
The nuclear.
silent H.
I think you're saying it.
Damn it!
I think
nuclear.
You're saying it while I'm going
nuclear.
Yeah,
it's so there's a mummy pom there and a Danny pom there. Yeah. You pop them in the process sheet, fold it up so it's like you're tucking them into bed. And then just enjoy it, really.
And on that note, thanks for listening to The Only Thing I Know in Swedish.
Mm.
Do you even know what that means?
Goodbye.
Sounds good. Hey, oh, and welcome to Sounds Good. On today's topic, we are gonna be talking a little bit about the upcoming film Venom, and also...
Hi, I'm Aladar. I'm also going to be talking a bit about Venom, and also we're going to talk a little bit about songs/soundtracks without lyrics. So that could be interesting.
And joining us is...
Hi, I'm James. I'm also here.
Yes. And...
Hello, my name is Lord.
And also we have...
And I'm Robert.
So full ensemble cast today.
Quite. So, will we... So, yes, I think we're going to start off with Venom first.
Sony movie... An association with Marvel, starring Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock. I found some information regarding the rating of the movie. In America, it's going to be a PG-13. However, they are really stretching this to its limit. So it's going to be...
Spider-Man.
No, there's no Spider-Man.
In what?
Venom. However, the main villain, one of the other symbiotes,
is
will be Riot.
Wyatt, yeah.
It's Riot, who's a more of a metallic...
Wyatt is basically
in the comic,
like a Venom is like another symbiote. Yeah, basically a clone of the Venom symbiote, which may or may not also appear. Do you have any information?
The Venom symbiote. Is the main one, and Riot symbiote is, if you see the second
trailer
slash third trailer, you'll see that the money shot. You killing Ripper?
He is the money shot.
Yes.
There's also Carnage,
and if what's his name? Is it
Kiedis Cassidy?
No, the actor. There's an actor that,
oh,
that hasn't been in any of the trailers, but he has been confirmed to be in the movie.
Wait, Carnage? Okay.
I hope Carnage.
Well done. Well, thing is, it's what you say. Is true. Then, I'm kind of disappointed then that it's only rated PG, since Carnage is his most known characteristics. It's been
completely made of blood.
Yeah. Well, yes, made of blood, bonded with the symbiote. The symbiote. Bonded through his cut.
However, the reason they have done the PG rating slashed, well, over here it might be a 12 rating.
PG-13 US
PG-13.
Rating. Over here it would be a 12.
A 12.
Oh.
Yeah, I assume.
Oh, yeah. God.
So the reason they've done that is because, obviously, the MCU.
Hmm. Okay.
It could be part of that. Oh. Could be. See, I think of how well it might, if it goes very well, if like the box office is good, they might consider making Eddie Brock part of the MCU.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, okay.
What about the music? Let's go see.
Ah, yes, the music. So I had a conversation earlier with...
Oh, yeah, I'm here too.
Okay, yeah, with Dom. About songs I liked, and more specifically those without lyrics. See, like, there's a lot of songs like that do have lyrics. Like, some of the great songs... Like Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen, or anything from Queen, to be honest, is a great song. Bon Jovi, Kiss, and all that kind of stuff. But I personally prefer things like Two Steps from Hell, and Thomas Bergeson, Hans Zimmer, Steve Jablonski, John Williams, all amazing soundtracks because they convey a lot more emotion through just sound instead of like human voices.
Do you know who's doing the score for Venom? Who's creating the music for Venom?
don't know.
Mm.
I know that oh, I can never pronounce his last name, but Michael something. He did like the Incredibles. Who? Begins with a G.
Michael Giacchino.
That's the one. Mm. He did the Incredibles, Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yeah, he did Rogue One.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. He did the soundtrack to Rogue One.
Why?
Because he did.
Why not?
Because
it should be
John Williams.
It should be. Yeah, it should.
Hmm.
However.
Yes.
However. Yeah.
I think he also did it for like Incredibles 2.
Hmm.
Did he?
But how?
Yeah, Robert, I might.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done, okay. Dusted, and...
Sounding good.
Sounding good.
Yeah, done and dusted. Kind of like Avengers Infinity War.
The camel is really a rather efficient animal.
Welcome to our wildcard section.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. What? Yeah, well, this was the wildcard section. I'm Aladar again. And, what we're doing, we talk about animal sounds. I do impressions quite a lot, and some of my impressions do involve animals. For example, I can speak fluent cricket, so that's basically. Yeah, all using my voice. I can speak pigeon. I can speak crow. I can make various seagull sounds, like what else I can do? Dogs.
Small dog.
Sounds are me.
That was alright, that was good.
I can sort of do a bit of a pigeon.
Emma Martin!
A bit of a pigeon?
Mm.
Go for it. Is it a loud pigeon or a quiet pigeon?
Called quiet pigeon.
Yeah, go to the mic.
That's more of a treble, really.
It sounds like it's more treble. What about a velociraptor?
Goat, that's about where it ends. I can, after a few too many drinks, I can be a velociraptor.
That's my velociraptor.
I mean, have you got anything?
It's not the worst.
You got anything? Is that a penguin?
Giraffes don't giraffes are incapable of making sounds.
Oh,
they
yeah,
don't have vocal cords.
They've got such long necks.
That was the best.
Freddie, can you make any sounds? Animal sounds?
No.
Oh.
That was good. What's your goat?
That's my goat, I think. It's just like an elongated... That's my...
What about duck?
My goat's my...
What about a duck? Hang on.
The duck's very calm and quiet.
That's what ducks actually sound like. So, I pride myself on making my animal sounds as accurate as to real life as possible. Not Donald Duck.
What about a dog catching a frisbee successfully?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Wolf owl.
What about a seal? I want to hear
Alex Mason.
James roar like a lion.
Rawr.
Alex Mason.
Rawr.
Didn't say how big the lion.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
It's supposed to have rats. You're supposed to talk to my rats because they boggle, don't they?
They what?
So when rats are really happy, they like go, and their eyes go in and out. It's called boggling. So I used to chat to him. Well, them.
Them.
Yeah, like a Pied Piper. I think that's about it, really.
I could do a phone vibration.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
I used to fool people. I like fooling people on like trains and buses, like doing a phone vibration sound. And the amount of people that have actually answered their phone thinking it was theirs when I've just sat there and just been like,
That got me a few times last week.
Yeah.
I liked your bark this morning.
Roar! Roar!
That one, yeah.
But without prompting. Was it out the window or was it while we were walking? It was good.
It was out walking.
Roar!
Other animals?
What animals? Chinchilla.
I don't know what chinchilla sounds
like. Platypus.
That's not an animal.
What?
It's
a platypus. It's a platypus.
But I'm mostly impression, like voice impressions with like.
Should we do that next month? Voice impressions rather than the animal sense.
Oh god, we can have Stewie Griffin.
Don't do it. We're going to end on that note.
Okay, we're going to have.
Ending. See you next month when there will be voice impressions.
Yes.
Specifically, name an actor at random.
Also, this month.
Or character.
Oh yeah. Hence the background noise.
That's what the general hubbub and excitement is in the background.
Yes.
How many trains did you get pulled by?
How many people were on the train?
Five.
How many feet do they have?
Don't know.
How can you? You know what? I'm not even going to question the logic.
How many of them have had lunch?
I haven't had lunch
yet.
I'm pretty sure
that's so bleak.
I know, it was
bleak. I'm ending. We're not just ending. We're quitting.
Epic NW.